So somewhere recently, I encountered the term dirty cuddles. And I know people have mixed feelings and seriously relationships with the word dirty, and some people feel it's negative, but to me, from the right person in the right moment, dirty just means let go. And I love this idea of dirty color. Dirty cuddles. I had it once as with a couple, and it was absolutely blissful. And I want it again. I've only had the one experience with dirty cuddles, but what I loved about it was, I think what essentially amounts to intimacy. That we had sex, I guess you'd call it. Well, it was more than that, there was some kink involved and whatnot, but I felt so safe. Like, it was just, I know this sounds really corny, but it was just sort of like this warm cocoon I could just slip into with these people. And it, I guess what made it feel so intimate was the familiarity of, like, we watched, after playing together, we watched a movie and had some pizza. We just all in this bed, naked, with food. And it was cold out, so there was that added whatever comes with, you know, when you can feel the kind of chill. I got it right now. I kind of feel the chill on my skin. I'm lying on my stomach, and my blanket's pulled up. It's about my shoulders, but on my shoulders, you know, the air is cool. And I love that, and that was a factor. But I don't want to use the word or the term free use. That's very hot as well to me, but in a different way. This was, dare I say, tender. The more I think about it and the more I talk to people about it, I think I was very lucky. Very lucky in that we were all on the same page. Which, I mean, you know, everybody should always be on the same page, but this was, this was just sort of on a deeper level. It was more organic. We didn't have lots of rules and stuff. It was just three people together touching and exploring and admiring and praising, I guess, but not in a, I don't know, it just didn't seem forced. It didn't seem, it was just organic, and it was so fucking good, and I want that again. So I actually sent a request to a group on excuse me, that's not very sexy. But a group I found on FET in my area that sounds like it could be perfect. I mean, I don't know if I will have a place in their group because they keep their various numbers balanced. But gosh, the idea of being with several people, all of whom want the same, I don't know, flavor of sex, sounds amazing. I know I've talked about this before, but there was I think it's Netflix TV show, Sense8, S-E-N-S-E, the number 8. And it only had a couple of seasons, but it was where I discovered my interest, I guess, in sex with more than one person at a time. If you haven't seen it, and I think a lot of people have have posted the orgy scenes on, well, I've seen some of them on YouTube. I don't know. I don't know how that works. There are rules and guidelines, but anyway, the gist is these people are psychically connected. And so when they are experiencing things, whether it be danger or stress or also pleasure and ecstasy, they can kind of feel it in each other, if that makes sense. It sounds really goofy, but it's beautifully done. Beautifully done. And there are a couple of orgy scenes. One in particular I'm thinking of that was almost more of like a, I don't know, like a sexy tableau. So when I say tableau, I don't know if everybody has the same definition, but when I think of it, it's like when people, for example, might reenact a famous painting live, you know, that kind of thing. And it's set to music and it's just bodies, sentient bodies. It's not just, you know, people fucking. There's a tenderness and an intimacy, and oh God, if that's your thing, you should really check it out. I want to say that the episode was called Diablo, or maybe the music it was set to was called Diablo. But I saw that, and it's very contextualized, so you don't get into that stuff in the show until, I don't know, maybe the second season, I think. But oh my God. That show. And the other thing about it is that there are different, everybody in this group sex situation has different orientations, I guess would be the right word. I'm not, if it's not, forgive me. But, you know, the people have sort of a primary orientation. I guess it would be, I don't consider myself pansexual, but I think this is what people mean when they say pansexual. That, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that their attraction to others goes beyond like our gender identification. So, for example, there's two, among this group of people, there are two different gay couples. And that's clearly, is where their emotional intimacy is, but then they also play with people who are not gay. And I don't know, I just, check it out. This is not a paid endorsement of any kind. The show's off the air. But yeah, Sense8, it was on Netflix. Fuck. I have gone back and watched certain episodes more times than I care to admit. But, man. Yes, please.